USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
U.S. efforts to provide food and medicine to citizens of Venezuela were stopped at the country's border with Colombia, and that action brought these words from opposition leader Juan Guaido, speaking through an interpreter to a Maduro-led troop stopping the aid.
You don't owe loyalty, members of the armed forces, to somebody who burns food in front of the hungry. We saw a man burn medicine in front of the sick.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Maduro's days are numbered after the deadly clashes over humanitarian aid. As the Summit on Clergy Sex Abuse concludes at the Vatican, Pope Francis, through an interpreter, tells church leadership the victim's words have been heard.
In people's justified anger, the church sees the reflection of the wrath of God, betrayed and insulted by these deceitful, consecrated persons.
Pope Francis closed with an appeal for an all-out battle against the abuse of minors, which he compared to human sacrifice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The House votes Tuesday on opposing President Trump's use of a national emergency to fund the border wall. The next step will be the Senate, where Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey tells CBS's Face the Nation the resolution could pass and then be vetoed by the president and then come back to Congress to override.
I believe it's highly unlikely that there will be two-thirds of the House and Senate who will vote that way, given the base support of the Republican Party for President Trump and his actions. And then it will go to the courts. And I think in the courts, we're going to have a very strong case that this is an unconstitutional action.
House Democrats say they will subpoena Special Counsel Robert Mueller to testify before Congress if his report on Russian interference in the 2016 campaign is not made public. Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was asked what people should expect from the report.
I think what you can expect from Robert Mueller is an honest, independent assessment of the work that they've done. How much detail he chooses to go into, I hope they lean on the detailed side.
Those comments coming on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A legendary men's college basketball coach speaks publicly for the first time after being involved in a highway tragedy last Wednesday, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Police near Syracuse say the 74-year-old Hall of Famer Jim Behan tried to avoid another vehicle that had crashed into an interstate guardrail when he inadvertently struck and killed one of its occupants who was standing beside the vehicle, 51-year-old Jorge Jimenez. After a Syracuse loss to top-ranked Duke on Saturday night, Behan said he is truly devastated.
The grief and pain his family is feeling at this time is simply put unimaginable.
Boeheim says he still went ahead and coached the game because he felt a responsibility and obligation to his players. After that accident, he did pass a sobriety test and no charges have been filed against him, but the investigation continues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Eight members of the University of Mississippi basketball team kneeled during the national anthem before a game with Georgia yesterday as a result of a pro-Confederacy rally near where the game was played. Ole Miss coach Kermit Davis supports their decision.
It's created a lot of tension for our campus. I think our players made an emotional decision to show these people they're not welcome on our campus. And we respect our players' freedom and ability to choose that.
Ole Miss scoring leader Brian Tyree tells ESPN they're just tired of the hate groups coming to their school and portraying their campus like they have hate groups in the actual school. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.